Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly. The USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Kyle's with us. Jason's engineering. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince.
You know, Kyle, before we start, you know, today's class is focused on preparedness and items that you will need. And Kyle and I talked about it on the phone. Kyle called the farmhouse, and he was talking about a man who asked him some questions about preparedness, and he can flesh out the details for you about the discussion. But the discussion led Kyle to want to teach, what do you need? What do you need to be prepared? What items? And class, very sadly, this relates to what happened yesterday in Hawaii. There was a fire in Maui that killed 36 people, reportedly 36 people. And you know that the number is going to be a multiple of 36. And an entire town has been reported to be decimated. But decimated, as I said, is not the right word. Decimated means one-tenth damaged, one-tenth gone. It's not one-tenth. It was annihilated, wiped out. So Lahaina, or Lahaina, it's pronounced several different ways, L-A-H-A-I-N-A, was destroyed. Fire. Hundreds homeless, people without electricity, cell phones down, 911 down. You couldn't call anybody. People were jumping into the ocean to save themselves. Many bodies were pulled out of the ocean. The land was, the fire was enhanced by powerful winds. This was really, really very, very sad. And so what caused it? That hasn't been reported yet. But wouldn't it be awful to find out, if we find out, if it so happened, that this was caused by big tech, let's say off-grid solar batteries, lithium-ion batteries, or wouldn't it be sad if it was a parked electric vehicle or a charging station or a vehicle being charged or a vehicle just self-combusting because of the salt air that surrounds all the islands of Hawaii? But this is absolutely devastating. And literally, people had no place to go except jump in the water. Hawaii is a volcanic mountain, right? That's what it is. And so the drought that Hawaii was experiencing, combined with the heat, combined with the source of this fire, put it all together, and it was devastating. So imagine having fire racing toward you, and the only place to go is in the water, the ocean. And then here's another thing to think about. Where did they get the water that they used to put this fire out from? Did they use well water? Or did they pump it out of the ocean? I don't know. But if they pumped it out of the ocean, as they did in Japan, for the Fukushima meltdowns. They contaminated their land with salt. And it's really hard to grow anything in salted ground, salted soil. Now, you know that I don't believe many things, and I want to find out for myself. So I took a salt lick that we have for our cows. It's a trace mineral salt lick. It's brown, and we normally put it in a feeder to protect the ground from getting salt, from just the salt lick sitting on the ground. This is a 50-pound block. It's roughly 1 foot by 1 foot by 1 foot, 50 pounds of salt. I just put it on the ground. I wanted to see what happened. After it rained, nothing's growing around there. So for like a 5 foot circle, nothing's growing because of the salt. Now it takes some time for the salt to be diluted by the rainwater, and it will ultimately come back. But I wanted to see. And the point is that I think it's going to be tough if they use salt water to put these fires out for plant life to come back. It'll be difficult. It'll come back, but it'll be difficult. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree, Vince. I've seen that before. When I used to work on the farm, we'd put out salt licks for the cows and stuff. And, you know, usually we had so many cows out there, though, that those salt licks wouldn't last more than, you know, a few weeks. But they would eat that up, and there would be dead grass everywhere. Right around it, you know, within about 2 or 3 feet, a round circle of that salt lick.
That's right. That's what I said, and that's exactly what I said. About 5 foot circle. So, 2 feet from the center, that's like a 5 foot circle. Absolutely right.
Right.
So, yeah. Kyle, this fire in Hawaii is really, really serious, and people are now waking up to how precious life is. And how precariously we are perched, and how survival is not determined by governments. It's determined by people. And I'll bet you there's some people who are saying, boy, you know, at the beginning of the week, Hawaii was paradise. Now it's devastated in these areas where the fires were. And they're probably saying, you know what, maybe we shouldn't go to vacation there. So what did Hawaii do? Hawaii became a state in 1959. And the Englishmen who took over Hawaii decided was it should be a tourist destination. So that means bring us your trash and bring us your currency and leave them both here. And that's what happens. That's what happens to tourist destinations. People forget about the trash. What did Hawaii do with all the trash? Did they build another island, or did they dump it in the sea? I don't know. I don't know what they did with it. But I'll bet a lot of it went into the ocean. So the bottom line is, where people go, devastation soon follows. So the idea is to get out of Dodge. Get away from all these people. So if you have a suburban house and your stupid neighbor buys a Tesla and parks it in his garage and burns down his house and your house and your other neighbor's houses, that can happen. It absolutely can happen. And stupid people do stupid things. And you can be in the path of devastation. So it's incumbent. It's incumbent for you to get out of the way. I have. Dr. Sheely has. Kyle has. Rich has. Greg has. Gwyneth has. Almost all of your instructors have gotten out of the way. Kyle, any comments?
Well, I'll tell you this, folks, and this is going to tie in kind of to where we're headed this morning. You are going to be in the path of destruction regardless, because there is too many stupid people. And within probably, I'll bet, 5 to 10 miles of you, Vince, around you, there's probably at least 15 stupid people, you know? And within 1 mile of me, there's at least 15 or 20 stupid people. And so the reality is you're going to deal with stupid people, and they're going to do stupid things. And the only thing you can do is prepare for dealing with that eventuality. I've come to that conclusion, Vince. And this is kind of leading into, if you don't mind, I'll jump right to the part of this. I was having a conversation with a younger guy. He's probably in his 40s. And he's got 3 or 4 kids, and only one of them is left at home. And he's starting to wake up to the fact of, I mean, Biden is really putting everything right in your face about how he's trying his best and his regime to destroy this country. They just keep coming up with more rules, regulations, unconstitutional things, climate change garbage, and they're going to push this agenda. Survival would be hard enough if they would just leave you alone. But if they are consciously trying to take the country down, you're part of it. You're part of the supply chain, whether you like it or not. I mean, you can distance yourself to a degree, but there is no man, I mean, unless you're like a billionaire somewhere that has an island and you can and grow enough food on that island to totally support yourself, that might be a possibility, maybe. But the rest of us that are in this country are going to be caught up in this supply chain issue, in the droughts, because we have a just-in-time delivery and we have a worldwide supply system with our food and with all of the electronics and with all of the tools and vehicles and everything that is involved in that, you're going to end up being part of the supply chain shortage. There's just no two ways about it. You can read about the rice problem. You can read about the wheat problem in China. You can read about all kinds of these things. It's everywhere if you just want to look for it. You can see the inflation in the stores at probably from the first part of this year to right now. I think food has gone up at least 30% conservatively. And according to the economists that I have listened to that are sharp people, and there's multiple ones of them, you're going to be dealing with another 30 to 40% increase before the first part of next year. So I was talking with this guy, and he's starting to wake up a little bit. I'll pick up this on the other side of the break there.
Yeah. So we're going to be talking about what you need to get. We're going to be giving you specifics. But, you know, if you think about Hawaii and you think about having a generator, what a good idea that is. But not if you live in a place that's been burned out or can be burned out. Because where do you get the gasoline, the diesel, or the propane to run your generator? Where would you get it? You're not going to be able to.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us, and he's sharing the opening story about a man in his 40s who still has one child at home, and he's starting to get it. And literally, he should be in panic mode. Kyle?
Yeah,
control,
I agree.
Control panic.
Let me start with this. He has an area in the he's lucky in one sense that his house is fed by a spring, and so there's not even a pressure tank because it has so much pressure coming out of there. The guy that he bought the house from many years ago, and it's good water, but anyway, it's hard water, but it's good water anyway. But he doesn't even need a pressure tank or anything, so that's really good for him. But he lives in an all-electric home, and he has no generator, no way to get the only heat he has in his house is electric. He has a wood stove, but no wood. So, and he's got an area in his backyard that is about maybe 50 by 50 that could be turned into a garden. But it's not. It's just a lawn. And so we're talking about what to do and how to do it. And it reminded me of some things that we've covered some of these things, I don't know, probably a year ago or two, maybe even, Vince. But I want to start again. And when the intro to this program says, get prepared, America, that is the reality of what I'm going to bring you this morning. And when it says, turn your memory on to high power, I suggest you get a pencil and paper and write this stuff down and seriously pray and think over what it is you need to do and get it done ASAP. And I can't emphasize that enough. So I will jump back in time just a little bit to the last depression and what my grandparents had to do. My grandparents had, it was a man, a woman, and three boys on the side that I'm going to talk about. The other side was similar, but not quite as much. Anyway, this was during the Depression. They grew a garden, which I grew up right next to my grandma, because my grandpa had passed away. But I grew right up next to that garden. And that garden was about 40 feet wide and about 120 feet long. And they gardened out of that for the family with just vegetables. In addition to that, they grew one whole acre of corn and one whole acre of potatoes, because I was out there hoeing in the potatoes and hoeing in the corn beds when I was a little kid, helping my grandma get that stuff done, because for a few years they continued on till my grandma's health went down, and then she didn't do it anymore, and nobody really kept it up after that. She would grow some things in the regular garden, but this stuff is over and above the regular vegetable garden. And the reason that they grew so much corn and potatoes is because they would eat potatoes year round. They would put the potatoes underneath the house, because they didn't have a cellar, and they would layer them underneath the house and cover them with lime. And there would be, they would be two and three deep, and probably, I can't even remember. I remember crawling underneath there, though, to go get potatoes for my grandma and I, because I had to stay with her when she had health problems many, many, many times. And the corn was dried and shucked. And they used that corn for pig feed, and they would use it for chicken feed, because she had about, 20, 22 chickens, something like that, when I was little. But they all free-ranged, and she would throw them out there at corn. And I'll pick it up here on the other side.
Class, this is how people lived that came before us. They had it really hard. They really did. But they survived. And contrast that with those who live in the cities today. Would they know how to do anything that Kyle just mentioned? The answer is no.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA News Update. Federal officials say they shot and killed a Utah man during an FBI raid related to threats against President Biden yesterday morning. The FBI said the shooting happened as special agents tried to serve an arrest and search warrant at a Provo residence. On Monday, the man allegedly made a threatening post about Biden's visit to Utah this week. No other information was given. The Hawaiian island of Maui is under a state of emergency as wildfires have left at least 6 people dead and destroyed structures. Officials said yesterday that hurricane-force winds and drought conditions have fueled the fires, which have devastated the tourist town of Lahaina. Hundreds of homes and businesses have burned, forcing mass evacuations. Some residents, desperate to escape the flames, actually had to jump into the ocean. The Coast Guard said it has rescued at least a dozen people in Lahaina. Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, 40 by 120-foot garden, 1 acre of corn, 1 acre of potatoes. Please continue.
Okay. So that is in addition to having 4 cows, and they raise 4 hogs per year. And they would barter and trade. They would take the cows out in the morning, and they would barter with the guy that had the ground, the extra ground to graze the cows. But they had the milk. There were 4 milk cows, and they milked them every morning. And they would barter and trade for the other things that they needed with that. Now, I'm going to jump right now. I'm just giving you that as a basis, just a thought, okay? And so then I was taught, I'm going to jump ahead now to the conversation that I had with this young guy, or younger guy than me. Anyway, and I got to thinking, because he was asking questions about where does he start? What do you do? And I got to thinking about, you know, let's just start at the basics. You've got to have gloves. I'm telling you, you're going to be, if this happens, grid down, you are going to be working physically harder than you ever dreamed just to survive. You're going to need good gloves. And I personally like deerskin or goatskin gloves. Goatskin is thin and durable and lasts way longer than a lot of the cowhide that I have used. Goatskin is amazing, and they're thin, so they gives you more feeling. You need to get some that fit well. You're going to need rubber gloves, because there's a good chance if you end up dealing with batteries or things that are acid, having acid or oil or stuff, you're going to want to have them. Here's another thing that a lot of people don't think of. You're going to need a way to mitigate the pain that you are fixing to endure. And I mean, like, and I hate to say this, but if you need it to get by till your body can start responding, you're going to need something like some kind of anti-inflammatory, like ibuprofen, aspirin, whatever works for your body. You're going to need it. I'm going to guarantee you, your back, your knees are going to hurt. Your elbows, your shoulders, your hands, your wrists, your fingers are going to hurt. You're going to need to mitigate that. Okay. So if you're going to start with tools, obviously you're going to need good shovels. And I highly suggest you hit secondhand stores and estate sales and farm sales. And usually you can buy hand tools so cheap, because almost everybody's trying to go as mechanized as they possibly can. But they're not even thinking in terms of non-mechanized. You can buy things. I have bought almost every single thing I own from secondhand stores and garage sales, and I have 2 55-gallon barrels with tools stuffed in them full. So you are going to want shovels. You're going to want a flat blade shovel. You're going to want a pointy shovel. You're going to want two or three of each. You're going to need a three prong if you have to cut grass and put it up for any kind of animals. You're going to want a three prong, a four prong pitchfork. You're going to want a six prong pitchfork, because if you have to dig plants out, you want to be able to get the root ball, and the three and the fours will usually break. You're going to want one that's six. And there's another one that's about the size of a big scoop shovel that's probably got 15 tines on it, and that's called a potato fork. You push that in, pry the potatoes up, and it catches the potatoes, because there's only about maybe 5/8 of an inch space in between these tines, and there's a bunch of them. You're going to want those things. You're going to need those things. You can dig up potatoes with a shovel. You can. But I'll tell you, it will cut your time down. And the reason these old timers created these things is because it cut their time down and it did a better job. So I want you to think about one other thing. If you're going to grow potatoes, which you're going to need, you're going to get maybe 6 to 10 potatoes per plant. And there's only going to be usually 3 or 4 that are anywhere near a medium-sized potato that you're going to grow, unless you live down south. You might be lucky enough, if you live down maybe where Vince is, you're going to get them. But up here in the mountains, you're going to get maybe 3 or 4 potatoes that are maybe 3 inches to 3.5 inches or 4 inches long, and decent-sized cooking potatoes, and a whole bunch of smaller ones. So think about that. each plant, each potato plant, the whole plant for all year is going to feed one family of, say, four, one meal of potatoes. That's it. So there's, you're going to have 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, possibly, that you got to do this. If you just pick the median number there of 7 months, 30 days a month, 210 days, you got to have 210 plants if you're going to eat potatoes every day, which I highly suggest. They're really good for you. You can do it. You're going to want some type of non-GMO corn that you can grow where you are. You're going to have to mitigate the pests that are going to try to be all over your corn. If you live in a colder area like I do, you're going to wind up growing corn in a greenhouse. You have to. But you're going to have pests anyway. So one of the things that I have found this year, actually, because I'm trying to learn all the time, the best thing that kills spider mites, it kills aphids, it kills the ants that farm the aphids on your corn, is 2 ounces of, I use Dr. Bronner's tea tree and hemp castile soap. 2 ounces of it in a gallon of water with us in a sprayer. And if you spray the ants and the aphids and the spider mites and stuff that get on your corn in a greenhouse, with that, it kills them. It's the absolute, and it doesn't hurt the plants at all. I've got the best crop of corn I've had in a couple of years because I've been fighting. I've used neem oil. I've used diatomaceous earth. I've done all of these different things. I have put it on the corn plants, the diatomaceous earth, so they look white. So you're going to have to mitigate that. You're going to need pitchforks. You're going to need shovels. You're going to want to be able to have some kind of a rototiller. If you've got a big area that is not horribly bad with rocks, even if it is, you can dig them out of there. But you're going to want a big rototiller, which means you've got to have oil. You've got to have gas. You've probably got to have a rebuilt carburetor kit for it, because if it sets very long, and if you're smart, you're going to have some seafoam to preserve that gasoline, or the PRI products, which is PRI-G for gas and -D for diesel if you're running diesel equipment. But that, these are the small things. I mean, if you had a tractor, that would be great. But if you can't afford, which a lot of people can't afford a tractor starting out, you're going to want a good size, heavy duty, preferably the older Troy built type rototillers, rear tine rototillers. You're going to want smaller rototillers. I prefer the little Mantis. I have bought 3 Mantis tillers. The very first one I bought, I have had literally for close to 20 years, and I'm still using it. And I have fixed the tines on it, rebent the tines back where they're supposed to be. And I bought 2 other ones, one for $20. I bought one, the other one, first one was used, and I paid $100 for it because I thought, what a good idea. You know, we had little raised bed areas, and I thought this would save my back. And so anyway, I bought 2 other ones since then, one for $20 and one for $10. At a garage sale because they couldn't get them started. So I went online, and all 3 of these little tillers use exactly the same carburetor. And I ordered 4 carburetors for these things for $11.24 a piece. And I replaced both carburetors on these ones that I got, one for 10 and one for 20, and they run like a top. And I use the seafoam in the, they're 2-stroke. So you use, I use a little bit heavier, of the oil mixture in the 2 strokes. and I preserve all of the gasoline that goes into them. Every single drop of it is preserved with Seafoam, S-E-A-F-O-A-M. And it's an oil gas or it's a gas additive. Anyway, you're going to want those. You're going to want a spare rope in case one of the rope breaks, or a whole nother tiller in case you don't have the time at the particular growing time to be able to fix it right away, which you wouldn't take but about an hour to fix it anyway. But still, you're going to need something to be able to do that. You are going to need growing pots to get your plants started. You're going to need heirloom seeds. You are going to need something to be able, if it's super hot, you're going to want something to put over your beds if it's a colder type crop like broccoli or those kind of things. You're going to want something, some type of a hoop system to be able to put over them, and some shade cloth. Because if your life depends on it, if your food supply depends on it, you can't afford, if the broccoli and these other plants are exposed to extreme heat, they bolt. They go almost right directly to seed without producing hardly any broccoli. So these are things that are going to be in your learning curve that you're going to desperately need. You're going to need a way to be able to get water to your field. And I'm talking a lot of water. I'm talking probably if in the dry parts of summer, if you've got a 60 by 60 garden, you're going to need a couple of 100 gallons of water in the middle of summer at least every other day. I'll pick this up on the other side.
Y'all writing this down? I surely hope so. I am. I've written down everything that Kyle said. And it's in the book, 5-Minute University. He is absolutely right.
Do the IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Mal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@GCNlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Plus, you all know how Rich Sheehan is known for his news in a flash. This is Kyle. Preparedness and survival in a flash. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, this is it. So let's just think for a second here. On the break there, I was sitting there thinking, what are you going to do for animals? Because my grandparents, like I said, would raise cows, hogs. They didn't have any horses because nobody could afford a horse at the time that they were there. They had rototillers, and they would hand fork their garden. Hand fork it. They would hand fork their potatoes. Nobody could afford a horse unless in the Depression, hardly, very rarely. It took years for my dad to save up money so that he could horse trade around and end up with a horse when he was a young kid. He actually took and taught a cow, a milk cow, one of the milk cows, to take a bit and bridle. And he would ride that milk cow after he milked them in the morning and take the other three, herd the other three with that milk cow out to the graze place where they were bartering for the grazing of their milk cows. So I'm thinking to myself, well, what if you haven't got room pretty much, or you don't have access to somebody that's got grazing ground? The least amount of animals that take up the least amount of space is going to be chickens and goats. But you've got to feed them. You've got to know what they look like when they get sick. What happens when they go through molt? What are you going to do when the goats need their hooves trimmed? Because they almost always do. What kind of things do you put in a goat pen to help the goats help kind of trim their own feet to a little extent? How many big rocks do you need to put in the goat pen for them to run up on and kind of cut break the little tiny edges off their hoof? What does it look like if they get an infection in there? What does it look like to have to trim the goat's feet? Because you will have to do it. What does it look like if your milk goats get mastitis? How do you treat it? These are books that on raising animals, chickens and ducks, if you're going to use ducks. But these are things you've got to get now. Books, 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 books. I cannot emphasize that enough. not online, not on your phone, physical books, and read them. If you get the animals, get them now. I'm not saying don't get them now till after you got the books and read the books. Get them now and read the books now at the same time. Time is running out. Things are already going to cost you way more than you think. Your learning curve is going to be way slower than you think. This is stuff that if it's not done, it's like this friend of mine. I'm going to jump to him for just a minute. He says he can't afford it. So he's got about 20 cans of freeze-dried food for him and his wife and the daughter and two sons that would probably show back up. And their friends would show back up. 20 cans of freeze-dried food. They haven't even got 2 weeks worth of food you start eating that. Maybe three on the outside if they skimp. But he drives a stinking Ford Expedition, gas-guzzling money hole. I hate those cars. But he could get $7,000 or $8,000, $10,000, $12,000 out of that thing and do something else. The one thing you're going to need desperately is a pickup truck. And it's probably going to need to be four-wheel drive. If you, and I don't care what it is, but it needs... other than I'm not a fan of Fords. I've worked around them and been around them and turned wrenches on them for so long. I don't like the designs. I don't like the way they do their electronics. I don't like any of the new ones that are heavily electronics. And the older you can go, 80s, 80 to 85 in those range, excellent years, tough built running gear, preferably General Motors. The old early Chevys and GMCs, great. Four speeds, great. Just make sure that you have the tools to work on it. You're going to need all of the tools, the fine tools to be able to change carburetors, to adjust them. Long, skinny screwdrivers. You're going to need all kinds of wrenches. You're going to need pipe wrenches for stuff with plumbing, small, medium, large, and very large. Because there's going to be usually things that you can't break loose. I'll pick up a lot of this stuff. I've got so much more to go, but I'm jumping around a little bit. I know I am, folks, but I keep thinking of how these things intertwine and what kind of things you're going to need to support the other things.
Kyle, what you're doing is outstanding, absolutely outstanding. And Mrs. Finelli said to me, hey, Vin, the 5-Minute University, don't worry about categorizing by subject. Just write it down as it comes to your mind and put it out there. You're doing great, Kyle. Absolutely great. A plus. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.